Bienvenidos, that is to say, welcome back to another episode of Knowing Ball. I'm joined as always by my co-host Tyler Castillo. I am Thomas Chavez. Tyler, episode two. Let's get this
Hola.
thing going.
Howdy,
Right?
Mr. Chavez. How are we doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, but I think we had 75 views on the last one. So our the people that are that do watch don't know. I'm also going to be at the draft tomorrow. I'm going to be heading back out that way, so we'll both
Exciting.
be
I'm
there.
excited, man.
We'll
It's
be
gonna
able
be a
to
good
see each
time.
other in person for the first time in a while, so that'll be nice.
Yes. Ignore the background, whatever that was, if you heard it or not. I
I heard nothing. I'm sure no one
Okay.
heard anything.
All right, never mind then. But yeah, shout out to everyone that listened last week. Really appreciate it. Means a lot. Even
Yeah,
all
agreed.
25 of you mean everything. So appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to get something off the ground here, so hopefully it
Of
goes well, and we hope to continue getting better as time goes on. But Tyler, how about you? You got anything new? You got anything new in your life?
No, man, I've just been on the grind, going to the draft tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. Other than that, man, just been, day to day. Just got back from the gym, trying to, hit legs, trying to have quads like Saquon, but,
I just got back from having to turn my car around halfway home from work because I realized I forgot my laptop. So that was fun.
Nice.
But
Nice.
yeah,
That's
speaking
the
of the
best.
draft, Tyler,
Yes.
I think it's only fitting that we do a mock draft the day before the final draft.
I would agree.
Yeah. And the predictive mock drafts are lame. I'm not gonna lie. People who try to predict the first round of the draft, very stupid. It's not gonna
I
turn
agree.
out the way you think it will.
I agree.
So I think our mock draft should be what we would do if we were the GMs of these teams. And so Tyler and I have planned this out. Tyler's gonna draft for the odd teams. I'm gonna draft for the even teams. We're gonna
Yes, sir.
alternate picks. There
My
might
best
be trades.
potential. We discussed nothing too outlandish, but potential traits.
I know one trade that I'm trying to make with you. We'll
Okay.
get to that when it comes along. But I know one trade I want to make.
That works.
So yeah. So I mean, I think we just get started. Tyler,
Cool. All
you're on the clock. Chicago Bears, first overall pick.
right, Chicago at 1-1. I'm gonna have a little companion app like PFF up just so I
Yeah.
can track who's on the board
Me
still.
too. So that we
Okay,
can track it. Yeah.
cool.
I'll
All right,
lose track way
so
too.
1-1 Chicago, the obvious pick we talked about it last week, taking Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, usually people are like, "Oh, we can pencil this guy in here." I think that this one, the ink is dried. He's a Chicago Bear pretty much right away. I think there was a report that the Bears, for his visit, they didn't even have like they had him like literally just meeting the team. Like, this is your future teammates, pretty
Hey,
much.
we
So,
guys.
like. It's pretty much settled that Caleb Williams is going first overall, and it just makes sense. He's a really good quarterback prospect.
I mean, I'm not predict that's who I would take at 1-1 anyways,
Yeah,
so
I mean, he's just, he can
I should have just like
go.
flipped the script and taken like Joe Alt or something at
Oh
one.
yeah, really throw everyone through a loop. No,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else there is to say about Caleb Williams that we haven't said in our last episode, but also
I was gonna say
everyone
we
else in the
covered most
world
of
has said
it.
about him.
Yeah.
Like
So
he's gonna be a good quarterback in the NFL. And hopefully for the Bears' sake, for Bears fans, he'll be a good quarterback for a
yeah,
while.
well, hopefully, yeah, they don't know what one of those is, so
Someone has to replace Jay Cutler as the best quarterback in Bears history eventually.
sad. Anyways.
All right, so I'm on the clock. Commanders, second overall pick. So I made it clear in the last episode that I prefer Drake May to Jaden Daniels. That being said, if I'm the Commanders, I'm taking Jaden Daniels
Phenomenal.
specifically because of the experience he's had.
Yeah.
I think that the Commanders are in a position where I don't want to start Marcus Mariota at all. I know that Daniels can start right away. With May, there's a chance that I might see the upside of having him sit for a year. And so if I'm the Commanders, I really like the idea of having a guy who can start right away. His mobility is his best asset, obviously. He can, obviously opposing linebackers are faster in the NFL. There are guys
Sure.
going to catch him, but there are also a lot of guys that he's still going to outrun.
Plus, a Cliff Kingsbury offense
Yeah.
screams Jaden Daniels.
He fits the offense.
Yeah.
He can make his arm is strong enough. He can make pretty much every throw on the field. I've talked about how, he has a tendency to just lock onto his first read, and if it's not there, take off. That's a problem a lot of college quarterbacks have. It's not too much of a knock because it's something that can be fixed. I think the biggest concern is he had a really high sack rate in college, and then he also doesn't really protect himself when he runs.
He gets laid out.
I do wonder, like I, and it might just be because it's Commanders, but I feel like he gives Robert Griffin III a little bit.
Oh yeah,
Very
100%.
talented runner, very, very good arm. So
I was listening to, I think Todd McShay was on one of another podcasts that I listened to frequently, and he was saying Jaden Daniels, it like screams RG3, but he like RG3 was a track runner, and Jaden Daniels is a little bit more twitchy, if that makes sense. Like, I know those are kind of specific terms for a quarterback, but like, it when you think about it, if you understand
No,
both those
that
terms,
makes
you
sense. Yeah.
can put that together, if that
Jaden
makes
Daniels
sense.
has more of the sudden change of direction than
Right,
RG.
right. Whereas RG3 is going to take off on a straight line, and he has a 4-3 speed, you're not going to catch him, most likely, you know?
I just think for the Commanders, this is the best pick you could make. Obviously, I think Drake May has higher upside, but again, just you need him to start right away,
Right,
and
they need someone right now.
You also have a defensive minded head coach anyways. He's probably not as
Yes.
committed to developing a quarterback. So Jaden Daniels, definitely the more pro-ready guy. That's the pick at number two.
Gotcha. All right, Pat's at three.
I set you up. I set
It's
you up to have May.
this is I was doing mock drafts yesterday, and this is how I had it set up anyways. One, Caleb Williams, two, Jaden Daniels, three. Drake May to the Pats. I just feel like it makes sense. I feel like it's a good fit. I don't know. We'll see though. The Patriots are weird now just because Belichick's gone. Rookie head coach. Kraft is like under fire kind of with the whole Brady and Belichick thing. So it's weird. I don't know. They're in a weird spot. It's obvious they need a quarterback. I think they take May just because he's the best left on the board. They also, you mentioned it in our previous pod, they have Brissett too. And so if they need, right? They have Brissett, right?
Yeah, he's back.
Okay,
Yep.
so if they need to work on May and he's a project, then and he needs time to sit behind a quarterback, I mean, Brissett is a fine filler for whenever they feel is needed that Drake May needs to sit out and get his reps and understand, you know, pro style offense and how they want to run things and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, Brissett is, you can win games with Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback.
And he's proven that too. We're not just pulling that out of our, you know, we're not just pulling that out of our rear. Like he's proven he can win games when needed.
But yeah, with May, he's got, he's not a pure runner, but he has the mobility to escape the pocket to extend plays. He's got the arm to throw it at all three levels. His accuracy has inconsistency, but I still think that he's close to the upside of Caleb Williams in a lot of ways to me. I think my only thing would be I could see the Patriots considering a trade back, getting more
Yeah, I agree with
assets,
that as
punting
well.
on
Yeah.
quarterback this year. Because obviously there's people say, oh, well, next year's quarterback class isn't that good. There's always someone who emerges as a
True.
quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think I could it wouldn't be a surprise if the Patriots ended up trading back, but I think staying put May, with how our board has shaken out, is definitely the pick. But that brings me to the Arizona Cardinals at pick number four. I mean, should I be crazy and not take Marvin Harrison Jr.? I think that's just the obvious pick.
Oh man, I've heard talks of Malik Nabers, man. Everyone is saying he's more like he could be that guy. I don't know, but in my mind, Marvin Harrison is set in stone, the best wide receiver in this class and the pick at four.
My thing with the Marvin Harrison versus Malik Nabers thing is I think Malik Nabers kind of fits the prototype of wide receiver that the NFL has as their number ones right now. Like the, they're super speedy guys that, can change direction on a dime, things like that.
Right.
But with Marvin Harrison Jr., you've got a guy who, if you're going into Madden and building a wide receiver and you can't just build Calvin Johnson, you're pretty much building Marvin Harrison Jr. He's probably the best receiving prospect maybe since Calvin Johnson. Just if this isn't a quarterback heavy class as it has been, he's probably picked number two.
I mean, this is how I think. When I think of Marvin Harrison, I think of a dude that catches everything. And I mean everything. We've seen the tape. The dude doesn't drop the ball. Like, statistically speaking, on just that aspect, it's absurd the way that he can contort himself and come down with balls. And he's good in, I think he's good at all three aspects of the game with deep routes, medium routes, and short routes. Like, you can do everything with him. So it's just like, I think he's clearing away the number one guy. And I think it's like recency bias with Malik Nabers, high scoring LSU offense with Jaden Daniels. Obviously, we know LSU does produce good receivers, Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Jettas, Ja'Marr Chase. So like there's also that going for Malik Nabers. I don't know. But I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is the pick at four, personally.
Yeah. And that's not to say Malik Nabers in pretty much any other draft class, Malik Nabers is a wide receiver one, the
Right.
first
Oh,
team offered.
100%.
He's just cursed by the fact that Marvin Harrison Jr. is in this class and is the best wide receiver prospect we've seen in a very long time.
And he's got NFL blood too. So that always helps someone's case as well. Like, his dad did it. Why can't he do it? You know, and he's proven it. He can do it in college. Why? I'm sure he'll be able to make the next step like something. Plus, also the same interview I was listening to, Todd McShay was saying he's like working out with like NFL guys, like getting ready, like working on his route running tree and everything. Like, he's not working out. He's not doing all these workouts for teams, like doing his 40 time and everything. He's out there literally already bettering himself for the next step, the next level of the NFL. So,
And I mean, not that there's any other pick for the Cardinals to make here, but they need a weapon for Kyler to throw to.
right.
And Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best on the board, so.
Yep.
All right, you're up. Pick number
Number five, the most talked about pick, I would say.
Yeah,
Because I feel like
I
the
think this
first,
is
I feel like the
where.
first four picks are penciled in, not necessarily, but like we have a good understanding of what's going to happen for the first four picks. And then it's
We
like five.
generally know, yeah, it's the three quarterbacks, one, two, three, Marvin Harrison, and then the draft really starts at five. Yeah.
And then there's all the speculation the Chargers are going to trade this pick. Vikings are going to move up, take JJ, or some team is going to move up and take JJ McCarthy at five. And I'm going to tell you why the Chargers aren't going to trade this pick, and they're going to stay at five, and they're going to take wide receiver out LSU, Malik Nabers. Because I was just at the gym and I took a look at the Chargers wide receiver room. And let me read off these names to you really fast, Thomas.
I'm all ears.
Justin Herbert at quarterback, right? Obviously, we know that. They did do some signings at running back, fine. Wide receiver one, Josh Palmer. Wide receiver two, Quentin Johnson, who we saw last year struggle immensely on the next step in the NFL. Lots of drops, just super bad football from him. Wide receiver three, Darius Davis. Couldn't tell you who that is. And then wide receiver four, Simi Fehoko. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but like this team is dying for a wide receiver. And I do understand that this class does have a lot of wide receiver talent. But I just think like we just talked about, like Nabers is what you said, like a lot of teams would consider a number one guy right now too. So like, why not? You're at five, take this guy before he's gone. He's a freak. He's great. We know LSU wide receivers translate to the NFL. Like I just said, I just listed off a ton of names for you. Unless the deal for someone to move up at five is like insane, I say stick it out, take Nabers. That's my pick. No trades. Malik Nabers at five, and that's all I really got to say. I think it's pretty straightforward. When you look at your wide receiver depth chart, when you look at the kind of talent that Nabers is, it's just like seems like it's like a sh spotlight shining on him. Like, take me, take me.
Yeah, he's going to come in and be wide receiver one right away.
Exactly.
And Herbert needs talent to throw to. Obviously, in that Wink Martindale offense with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach, they might run the ball 40 times a game for all we know. But when he does drop back to pass, he needs someone that's not named Quentin Johnston to throw the ball to. So
Exactly. Josh Palmer, I will give Josh Palmer is an okay
I
receiver. Quentin Johnson is not a wide
none,
receiver too.
none of them is a wide receiver one. They're
Right. No,
all
exactly.
complimentary guys.
Yes.
Neighbors
100%.
is a hands down wide receiver one right away.
Yes. 100%. And that's why I'm deciding the Chargers are sticking at five and they're taking Neighbors.
Well, that puts me in an interesting situation with the Giants, because there is a lot of people, there's a world where they if JJ's there, they take him.
It's true.
The my thing is, this roster has a lot of holes to the point where I don't want to throw a rookie quarterback into a situation like this where they have not a very good offensive line at all,
Right.
no really good receivers. Their defense is, starting to fall apart a little bit. To me, you have Daniel Jones on the roster. He's not a, he's not going to be the guy in 5 years or anything like that. But
But
he signed
they
him to
gave
the
him all that money too. Like, it's like at this point, I feel like they stick it out until the contract's up or until they can get rid of him, and then that's when you restart.
And again, like you draft these skill position guys, these fill in the trenches, all those kind of things, and then you get the rookie quarterback down the line, and then you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. Let's say he is able to take off by year two. You're still able to afford all the other guys you drafted for the next few years because you have a quarterback that's on such a cheap deal. So for me, it came down between wide receiver and tackle. If Malik Nabers was still on the board, I think that that is the obvious pick for the Giants. But since he's gone, I'm going to go Joe Alt,
Okay.
tackle Notre Dame. That gives Evan Neal the chance to kind of kick inside the guard. He has not been a good tackle in the NFL. Joe Alt is, I don't think any scouts have really viewed Alt as, oh, he's going to be like an all pro for his career. But everyone seems to have the belief that this is going to be a very reliable tackle for you for the next 10 years or so.
Right.
And so for me, that's really what the Giants need. They already have a franchise left tackle in Andrew Thomas. They just need a guy to go onto the right side and just be reliable, be consistent. That's what Alt can do.
Right.
And to me, I just, you got to bring in the pieces for when you do want to go get that quarterback, which is not going to be this year.
No. Like you shell out a ton of like I mean I just talked about it. You shell out a ton of money for Daniel Jones. You're stuck with him. Like you might as well at least try and give him more to work with and give him more, offensive line support, give him a couple weapons to throw to. And if it still doesn't work out, like you said, you got those guys now down the line when they have, created some chemistry with the team. They're not rookies. They're a couple year veterans in the NFL. That's when you take the rookie deal and you get a cheap quarterback and a good, hopefully a good rookie quarterback that will have an impact on your franchise in a positive way down the line.
Definitely. And I actually saw a report that the Giants like Michael Penix Jr. And it said they might be willing to take him sixth overall, which I think is a bit rich for him. But if that's true, that would be pretty wild. But if he falls to the second round, I could definitely see that being a spot where, maybe you do just go after the quarterback at that point. You've gotten yourself protection for him at the very least.
Right. Interesting. 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 I don't know.
Again, I'd just punt on quarterback for the next couple of years and just build out the roster.
I agree. I don't know. It, like you said, second round maybe. If some of these latter end quarterbacks start to fall more, potentially. I don't know. It's all up in the air. The draft is so fun because you don't know what's going to
Yeah,
happen.
literally every mock draft is wrong by pick six, pretty much.
Yeah. This is probably gonna be wrong too. We're probably are
Oh,
we?
that's why we didn't do a predictive one.
You're right. Anyways, all right. So Joe Alt to pick at six.
Yes, I've taken Joe Alt at six for your
Tennessee
little run.
Titans are on the clock. I think it's I don't know. This class is good. Like there's still that. Me pull this together. I think it's pretty obvious wide receiver is a huge need for the Titans. There's a good class. There's still a good name on the board. Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I
You
don't know.
got it right. That's Romo Dunze,
Odunze? Okay. That's what I thought. I don't know. I feel like there's multiple different ways to pronounce it. I've heard people say it. So, but I mean, they have their guy for now, I'd say, with Levis. We'll see. He had parts where he shined. He had parts where you're like, what is this guy doing? But I mean, that's just growing pains. I feel like as a rookie, second round pick coming into the NFL, not starting right away, trying to learn from Tannehill, whatever. So, but I mean, I'm trying to think of their wide receiver room right now. D Hop's still there?
I don't think so. Let me double check though.
I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know. I don't even think I could name their wide receiver room. Yeah, other than who else is there?
Oh,
There's just a bunch
D-Hop
of
is
weird.
still there. They've got Calvin Ridley, who they signed in free agency.
Oh, I for I did I totally forgot about that actually.
But I think that he's proven from being in Jacksonville, he's not like an
But
alpha number
still,
one
like
receiver. He's good.
both those names we listed are getting old. They're not gonna be able to produce.
Hopkins is only gonna like he's only gonna be so good for so long.
Right,
He's
like they're just
probably
going
he's
to
already
start.
on the downswing at this
Right,
point.
he's already regressing. They're going to start to progressively regress even more down the line as they get older. So, like,
Then wide receiver three is Treylon Burks, who has not really shown anything at all yet in his.
he's okay. He's okay. I don't know, but he's easily. Rome Odunze is, I think, the guy right there. Get Levis, a younger weapon, someone who can take knowledge from a DeAndre Hopkins, a Calvin Ridley, and just like progress his game more. And like, 'cause D Hop at one time was the best wide receiver, debatably the best wide receiver in the league when he was in his prime. So, like take something from a guy like that. He can kind of get you comfortable. And then him and Levis create a connection. I mean, they're both young. That could be a huge down the line. Big Levis Odunze connection.
Yeah, I think a lot like the Giants for the Titans, when I was just looking at them, I was just thinking it's either wide receiver or offensive line for them, one of those two. Because whatever move they ended up making it, how I viewed it was you have to make the move to help Levis develop. And so I think that with Odunze being on the board still, because yeah, I think that that's the pick I would make as well, taking Odunze. When I was actually taking my notes for this, I was kind of thinking, okay, what's Tyler going to do? And then I would write that down and then go to my next pick, and I actually put Odunze for Titans. So glad to see we were on the same page there.
Yes.
All right, but
100.
now I'm up Atlanta Falcons pick number 8. If Odunze was not taken, I was going to consider a trade, getting the Jets to trade up two spots to jump the Bears. But since Odunze is gone, I'm not going to do that, and I'm just going to let the Falcons make their pick in this situation. And with that pick, the Atlanta Falcons are going to take Byron Murphy the second out of Texas, the defensive lineman. That's one of their big pressing needs is defensive line and probably corner are two of their bigger needs. And for me, Byron Murphy is the best defensive prospect in this draft, in my opinion.
Dog.
He's just so strong. He doesn't have like prototypical size for a defensive lineman, but he pushes the pocket, he clogs running lanes. He's everything you want in a defensive lineman. And for me, he's my favorite person to win Defensive Rookie of the Year next year, just straight up. I think he's going to be a really good defensive player. And so,
Might throw a future on that. We'll see.
yeah.
Bro, might sprinkle a little money on that.
If it fails, don't blame me. But yeah, for me, the pick is Byron Murphy, and I don't really know what else to say about that other than it fills a need for the Falcons, who desperately need help on defense, especially since they want to be playoff contenders, and Byron Murphy does a significant job of helping that defense get better.
Nice. I agree. I agree.
So with the Bears, this is the trade I wanted to make. If you'll allow me, the Denver Broncos are going to move up from pick number 9, or from pick number 12 to pick number 9, and they're going to send you future thirds and stuff.
Future thirds and stuff,
Yeah.
meaning
Meaning other stuff like other picks, but the two future thirds are the big thing.
two future third round picks
Yeah.
for the 9th overall pick,
Yeah.
and they're going to keep their 12th pick.
No, the Broncos are giving up 12 and
Oh,
two future thirds.
all right. Well, then, yeah, sure, fine. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that in this, but yeah, that's fine.
I mean, we'll just keep it as Bears and we'll just say that.
Oh, I can do this
Don't
one.
worry about getting the trade in, but obviously, that's probably not, that wouldn't be a realistic trade. Like, obviously, there's other things going in. That's why I said and stuff, because I'm not a genius of trade capital of draft picks. But okay, so with this pick, since I'm the Broncos moving up, I'm gonna have them take JJ McCarthy.
Really?
And this is why. Jarrett Stidham is the quarterback right now. Oh no, Zach Wilson. I still Jarrett Stidham is the quarterback right now. I'm not gonna lie, it's still Jarrett Stidham.
I know.
But yes, they traded for Zach Wilson. No, I don't think that they traded for him with the idea that he's gonna be their quarterback of the future. McCarthy is like a ball of clay in a lot of ways. You can pretty much turn him into whatever quarterback you want. With Sean Payton as your head coach, I think you can do a lot with McCarthy. I think that the need would come for him to start at some point next year, which I obviously I've said in the past he
Yeah, I
would
would
benefit
think
from
so.
sitting. But I think that with Sean Payton as his head coach, able to kind of develop him, JJ McCarthy can be a franchise quarterback. Because it's not just the talent you bring as a quarterback, it's also where you go to. And I think Sean Payton is one of the best coaches you can go to if you're a developing quarterback to learn how to play the game, how to read defenses, all those kind of things. Like, there's not many better offensive minds in the NFL to
Yeah.
go.
Or like if you want to get paid extra to kill people on the field too.
That does happen. JJ McCarthy does not play that kind of position though, so I think he'll be okay.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, but so for me, obviously I've had my criticisms of McCarthy, but I think that this is the spot where I'm comfortable taking him, especially since in this situation I'm the Broncos, I have confidence that my head coach can develop him. So that's why.
I mean, yeah, might as well. I with the Broncos situation, I don't know. I wouldn't hand the keys over to Stidham or Zach Wilson. So,
Yeah, no, they need a quarterback at some point this draft.
yeah, 100%. All right, well, that screws the Vikings over at 11. I was gonna have him just sit there and draft JJ at 11,
I
but.
know that's why I had the Broncos come and jump. But that also means I'm up again at pick number 10. And so since I am the Jets,
Good. I got scared. I didn't know what I would do for the Jets. I'm not gonna lie. I'd probably go offensive line, but
yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to do because I'm very disappointed that those three receivers are off the board. There's really not anything else that I would do if I was the Jets besides taking a
surprised. Are you
line.
surprised that they're off the board though?
No, but I was kind of hoping that one might fall in my little Jets GM brain.
Fair, fair.
And so I'm going to go offensive line. Tyron Smith is their left tackle right now. He's ancient. Morgan Moses is their right tackle right now. He is also ancient. So for me, I'm gonna take Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. I think that of all of the tackles in this class, he might have the biggest upside, which is maybe scary to some Jets fans because the last time they took a tackle in the first round, it was Mekhi Becton, and he was also the swing and upside tackle.
Yeah.
But for me, you give Fashanu a year to kind of develop behind Smith and Moses, and you're not necessarily super scared of starting him if one of them gets hurt.
Right.
But I mean, he's a guy who's probably the best. He might, well, him and Amarius Mims are probably the two best athletes at the tackle position in this draft class right now. And I just think if you're the Jets, you need to find long-term answers on the offensive line because it's been a problem. Not to say, and they've invested in it too, which is what's been so interesting, is they haven't like been lackadaisical about getting pieces. That just hasn't been the right pieces.
Right.
So I mean, it's just something that needs to continue being worked on. And since the top three wide receivers are gone, to get value at this pick, I'm taking Bashanu.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, I don't know. I know that the tackle class is really good this year. There's a ton of different options you can choose from. I'm going to be straight up. I don't really know the tackle position that well for the draft. So if I do pick a tackle, it's probably just going to be like randomly. But yeah, so I'm gonna agree. I think the smart choice is to go offensive line, especially since you said there's no offensive weapons. I don't know. I did just notice this. We let Brock Bowers slip out of the top 10.
I did. Yeah.
That could be a potential pick at 10 too for the Jets, I feel like.
I think he could be a
Just 'cause he's
potential pick for
there.
the
Just 'cause he's
Jets.
there still.
For me, I just don't really, if I'm the Jets,
Hard.
I like Brock Bowers. This is not a slander of Brock
Okay.
Bowers as a person or a player. He is a very like he is a talented player. He is going to be a very good tight end in the NFL. I just think with the value of that pick, I'm taking the offensive lineman over the tight end, especially since offensive line is a need for the Jets.
Valid. Valid. All right. Vikings at 11.
Yeah, sorry for taking JJ from you.
You ready for this though?
Probably not.
The Minnesota Vikings at pick 11 select Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington.
Wow, okay. I didn't see that one come. Oh, that throws things off for me now. Okay.
Sorry, I know you had him going probably later to like the Raiders or something, but JJ
You
from
have
you.
the Raiders pick too.
No, I do. I don't. Whatever. I don't know. Or Miami or whoever it was. Sorry. Anyways, this is my thought process. They realized that they screwed themselves because they didn't move up.
Yeah.
JJ's not there anymore. They need a quarterback. And I think that Penix is the next best guy. I also heard whispers that there's like Penix could be gone in the top 10 anyways too. Just because I don't know, teams like him a lot. I think he's proven himself. He also sent out a pretty sick letter and was like, "Hey, by the way, I know I have all these injury issues, but like when people get injured, they don't come back the same, and I came back better. So like this is who I am. I'm a dog. I fight." And I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. He has a ton of good weapons around him. He has a okay, like he has a good offense to go into, and they don't have JJ to choose from, so Penix is the next best option. I mean, I don't think
I
JJ's
like the
even.
pick.
I don't even think JJ's that. I don't know if I would consider JJ a better quarterback than Penix, and if I'm being honest.
I think that for me, the Vikings are in a situation where they kind of have to take a quarterback with one of their picks, because they need to re-sign Justin Jefferson, and the only way he does that is if he is confident that the team's going to be going in the right direction. And so taking Penix, he's a guy that can start right away. He is You, if I let my bias come in, he's my favorite of all the quarterbacks in this draft class. Not to say that I think he's going to be the best, but he's my favorite one. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that for me, I would have tried to wait and see if he would still be there with the Vikings' other first round pick. But at the same time, that's not a guarantee for you. Penix
Right.
is the guy that you want to take. Go ahead and take him because, I mean, if you don't, then
And
he's
this is my thought
probably fine.
process too behind waiting until 11, whether it be McCarthy or Penix still there. It's just like I feel like they would have to give up a lot to move up 5 or 6 spots. And why give up more than you have to when you can have the same level quarterback at pick 11? You know, and it's a deep skill position and like corner and offensive line draft. So like you can pick up those things in later in the end of the first round and in later rounds too, I feel like. And I feel like once those four quarterbacks start going off the boards, it's like teams get scared, especially because there are whispers of Penix getting drafted, you know, in the first early in the first round anyways. So I don't
And
know.
I think that how we kind of shook this out with, I think both quarterbacks went to situations that are good for them. I think McCarthy is going to a place where his head coach is going to be really good for his development. And Penix is going to a place where he can start right away. And also, he's going to have a really good receiving group with Justin Jefferson. And why is his name slipping from me? He went to USC last year. He was a first round pick. I'm stupid.
Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison, that's right.
Dog.
I was literally today when I was doing this, I was like, what is his name? It's Jordan Addison, obviously.
Osborne still or no?
I think Osborne's gone, but they also have Hawkinson. You know,
Yeah.
just those three alone are really good weapons to work with. So, I mean, I like the pick there.
What was I gonna say? Oh, plus, I mean, we know that Penix has a good deep ball too, with O'Doone's and then who's the other? I don't remember who the other wide receiver was for Washington, but he was
He knows a
dotting.
good football. He's an
Yeah,
accurate quarterback. He's
right.
got a good arm. I mean, he's
So,
mobile, but he's not a running quarterback. He's a quarterback that can extend plays because his game shifted so much since he was in Indiana from being
no,
a run
no,
first guy to being a pocket passer. So,
crazy.
all right, you're up back up with the Bears, pick 12.
Bears at pick 12. I was thinking about this earlier and I was like thinking about the Bears at 9 and I was like, oh, Brock Bowers. And I was like, wait, they have Cole Kmet. That would be a ridiculous pick. So what do the Bears need? Defensive line, right?
Yeah, they need defensive line, probably corner. Well, maybe not corner as much. They need help on defense, pretty
I
much.
think they grab. I don't know. Is this Latu guy a demon or?
He's an edge rusher. I'm not gonna lie. I think he's good. He just has injury problems.
I think they stay in the state of Illinois and they take Jerzon Newton,
Okay.
defensive tackle from Illinois.
Yeah, that's what I thought would be the pick for them. With how this is shaken out, they need help on defense. Newton is just if it wasn't for Murphy, Newton is, you know, one of those other big, like, you know, he's also not the prototypical build of a defensive lineman necessarily, but like he's gonna be a game wrecker for some teams. So yeah, I mean, I like that pick. I don't necessarily have a whole lot to say about it. Because
Fine. I
it's a
don't really
defensive
either.
lineman, he's gonna be fine. He'll be good for them. But yeah, I like
I
that
think
pick.
the Bears could go. I think the Bears could go multiple different routes, whether they want to go with Latu or with Newton or, you know, whoever else it might be on the defensive line or even a corner. I think their secondary is pretty rough too. There's a lot of good corners still on the board. We haven't even taken a corner off the board yet, have we?
No, I don't think so. But you're back up with the Raiders because you got 3 picks in a row thanks to my masterful trade up that I made.
Raiders, dude.
They need everything. Pretty
The
much.
Raiders even? Do the Raiders have, who are the Raiders tight end?
Michael Mayer.
Oh, they just drafted him last year. They won't go tight end again.
Yeah.
They're probably gonna go offensive line.
I think that that's probably, yeah, I'd say offensive line's probably where they go.
Oh, every time I think of Raiders and the offensive line in the draft, I think of when they took Leatherwood first round, and he was like a projected like third, second or third.
They took Leatherwood and Damon Arnett in the first round, same year.
Yeah. Who? Yeah.
Oh,
Exactly. I don't know. I don't, like I said, I don't really know much about the tackle class.
just do it off fives.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the Fuaga guy from Oregon State.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a bad pick. I can speak to him. He's a guy who's pretty much a tweener between tackle and guard. He can play either. He might start at guard and then kick out to tackle. But yeah, he's kind of a monster in a lot of ways. He's a very physical player. I think he kind of speaks Raider a little bit in that way.
Now that you're saying that, I'm kind of glad I picked him just because he's
Yeah,
a dog.
you should be glad you picked him. Yeah, but yeah, that's definitely a direction that I think makes sense for the Raiders, especially with all the needs that they have.
He can protect, it's Gardner Minshew, right?
Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell, one of the two. All right, so now I'm back up. New Orleans Saints. Oh, okay. I feel really bad that Brock Bowers is continuing to fall. I'm not
Yeah.
going to lie, but I'm also not going to take it.
You just see that though. Like that just happens. I don't
Yeah.
like, I don't know.
It happens every year. This year, it's Brock Bowers for
Tight end
our.
is such an expandable like part in the offense too. I feel like I don't know. And I've seen so many, especially from the Lions, I've seen so many blunders at taking at tight end, Eric Ebron taking at 10.
Yeah.
And so many, I mean, there's probably multiple
And
other examples.
working against Bowers is he's not really the prototypical size of a tight end. He is a bit smaller. That's not to say that I think he's not going to be good, but I
Which
can
almost makes
see
me think
that
like
being.
teams might draft him and like try and throw him at wide receiver,
Yeah, they might just throw
honestly.
him in the slot like the Bills
Yeah,
did.
like he's essentially a slot wide receiver that just plays tight end.
Yeah. He is a good blocker, though. I will give him that. But at the same time, I think, especially in a lot of shotgun, he's going to be lined up at in the slot for a team. Whichever team drafts him, which will not be the Saints, because I'm also going to be taking a tackle for the Saints here. I'm going to give them J.C. Latham out of Alabama. I think that of all the tackles on the board, he's the most ready to play. And the Saints need help at tackle. Ryan Ramczyk, his future is not looking amazing. He's been injured and probably doesn't have a whole lot of time left at tackle. And the Trevor Penning pick just didn't work out. So they need to figure it out with their offensive line. J.C. Latham, I think, just of all the tackles available right now, is the one that I feel the most comfortable slotting in as a starter and just letting him play. So that's where I'm going with.
I see. Nice. Colts at 15. And I think we finally see, we just talked about, I think we see Brock Bowers come off the board. I just took a peek at the Colts depth chart at tight end. Tight end one, Kylan Granson. Never heard of him in my life. I don't know if that's me disrespecting him or if I don't know ball, but
No.
Molly Cox, tight end two. I know I've heard of Molly Cox, but
He's fine.
he's getting older and older, so he's going to continue to regress. And then there's Jelani Woods and Will Mallory. They have four tight ends on their roster right now, which is
But
unreal.
as you said though, like you can throw Bowers in the slot.
Exactly. And they need wide receiver help. They need to like I don't know. They need
Maybe.
more.
They need playmakers on offense to
Right.
help Richardson develop. And
Plus
Bowers.
they just re-signed Pittman, who is obviously a good deep threat, but like they need more around him. Alec Pierce is a fine wide receiver three, I would say. Or wide receiver two, even with a Bowers in the offensive system. So yeah, I think he helps him out well. I think he's a good piece for Anthony Richardson as well to add to him, his games, his gameplay, his style.
Yeah, I think that's the spot that makes the most sense for Bowers' slide to stop. I think that if he wasn't going to the Jets at 10, then this is probably the next easiest spot to see him going. And yeah, again, he just slid because when we were with our GM hats on, the other teams just had more pressing needs than
Exactly.
the
Right.
tight end.
Exactly.
There's just not as much value to the tight end position as first round picks as I think people might think. Like, there's just not, people
I
want
mean,
offensive linemen, they want corners, they want wide receivers, they want these other positions that just intrinsically have so much more value than a tight end.
good way to think about it is Sam Laporta last year, second round pick. I no idea who he was. I was like, great, why are the Lions taking this guy? He got put into a good offensive system and he was phenomenal last year. He is, I would say he's a top five tight end in the league. That might be biased, but he's was insane last year. So I mean, I don't know. It's just like there's other guys who can play tight end or who do play tight end that might not have the stats or the college resume to show it, but like they can take the next step. And it's like, I don't know. Like you said, tight end is a very expandable position. It's not a pressing matter to fill the tight end position, I would say.
And so now I'm up with the Seahawks. I think Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs are both gone now. So there's a need at safety. And I'm going to take Cooper DeJean from Iowa.
Nice.
He's listed as a corner. I think that he's really more of that kind of safety nickel kind of player.
Right.
And I just think that you can throw him in at safety. You can start right away. And he's athletic enough to cover at outside corner. I don't think he would be a bad outside corner,
I
but
like
I
that.
think that he can be even better as a safety and then flexing to the slot in the nickel defense. He's just very smart, very, instinctual corner. That can translate really well to a safety position. So for me, as the Seahawks GM in this situation, I'm taking DeJean and throwing him
Stirring up the backfield, the
in.
second backfield.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I'm very happy with him being there for the Seahawks. I think that he might be a guy in real life that who might slide because he's listed, he like he's played corner and people might see him just as a safety.
Right.
And that might cause him to slide just because the teams that want corner are gonna want, the Terrion Arnolds of the world instead.
Right.
But for me as the Seahawks, I need safety anyways. So
Plus, like the Seahawks just are like Seahawks last year drafted their CB1 with Devon Witherspoon. So and he translated very well. And I mean he's a dog too. He's really good. So I think that's a perfect mix too, is to throw DeJean back there at safety. And I was also going to make a comment when you said that they're in dire need of safety because Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs left. I was going to say they would be in dire need of safety even if they didn't leave.
That's
But
true. That is true. They
anyway, I like that pick a lot. I
the
like that pick a
Seahawks
lot.
struggled at safety last year. Yeah.
Yes, I like that pick a lot though.
You're up, Jacksonville Jaguars, 17.
Jags, huh? Interesting. Interesting. So the edge rusher, obviously the Jags have Josh Allen, correct?
Yeah, and they also have Trayvon Walker as their other edge. Who's been okay? He's not been very good. He's been okay.
Okay, so that makes me think that they're not going to go edge again, just because they're probably going to want to have Walker test the water a little more after his rookie year, and everything like that. Says they need guard, edge, and corner. So I'm gonna take Jacksonville Jaguars take Quinyon Mitchell, corner out of Toledo. I know he's been like a late riser. I feel like he's been like the corner that's like risen up the draft boards, in the mock drafts and everything. I can't really speak to his game that well. I've just heard from other people that he's a dog and that he's a super good corner. So I'm gonna take those words for it. I mean, 17 for a corner, and he's ranked in the top 10 of prospects, like overall, I would say top 15. I think it's a solid pick. I think he, if people say he's as good as they say he is, then he could translate.
He's a guy who's he's a really good tackler. I think he was one of the top pass deflectors in college last year. So he gets his hands on the ball. I think that of all the corners, he has good size. He has decent length. He has good speed, which is very important for corners, is to be able to run with those receivers. So I think that DeJean obviously is making that transition to safety for me. I think the corners, he's that top end corner, in my opinion. So I like that pick for you. With Bengals, now the Bengals are in an interesting situation. Trey Hendrickson just requested a trade, and
I
then
did see that, yeah. And then go ahead.
and T. Higgins has also requested a trade. For me, I think it's more important to replace Higgins.
Yeah, I would agree.
There's no way that he's coming back next year, even if he does play on the tag this year. And I also think that just there, I don't think that the value of an edge rusher is there right now at pick 18. So for me, I'm taking Adonai Mitchell out of Texas. He kind of has a similar build. Well, I don't want to say similar, but he's a big receiver. He's 6'4". He's 196 pounds. He has good movement for his size. He's a big wide receiver, can go up and catch it. Good quick release, good change of direction, all the things that you want in that kind of mold of a big bodied wide receiver. And I think that if you're going to look to replace T. Higgins, getting a guy of Adonai Mitchell's build makes a lot of sense.
Getting
And
a guy with a similar build to T. Higgins.
so I just think that that pick is just what you do, and then you just make the Higgins trade, maybe even on day two, see what you can get for him. But I think that drafting his replacement, you just, it's got to happen at some point. You don't want to leave the cupboard barren for Joe Burrow, because
I mean,
right
he doesn't.
now we're in that window of where we want to compete for a championship. You can't be wasting time with, we don't have the weapons for our quarterback. So yeah, Adonai Mitchell is my.
Granted, Jamar Chase is obviously he can't be the only guy out there.
Yeah.
So I like the pick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
LA Rams at 19. I don't know, man. I don't know. Weird. Did the Rams go QB?
They might.
Who'd I say? Who'd I say? Who'd I say would be a would be a good would like his fit would be backing up
You did say
Stafford.
something about Bo Nix backing up Matt Stafford. Is that your pick?
I'm thinking about it. The only thing that's turning me away from doing that is just like Bo Nix is a round two quarterback and there's a couple solid tackles still on the board, which offensive line is a need for them as well, from what I can see. But I kind of just want to do it just for fun, though. Just for fun. I'm going to do it. Bo Nix, pick 19. It's not going to happen. So don't slander me. But I don't know. I see it. I said it. I created this situation in my brain, and then it's playing out.
The board's falling just how you need it to.
And why not do that for fun? You know, we're only doing the first round. We're not doing the second and third round. I don't care. Realistically, he goes second or third round, but we're doing it now.
I think it makes a lot of sense to take a quarterback if he's available.
I mean, not
I
that.
don't know. I don't necessarily know specifically if I would do Bo Nix, but I understand the logic, because Matt Stafford only has 1, 2 years left, maybe.
His timer's coming.
And he's had some injury issues, like he had the back issue 2 years ago. So I can definitely see looking towards that next that next quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, is their backup right now. Which, I mean, he's okay,
Also
but
has injury issues.
also has injury issues. Yeah, so I think Bo Nix. I wouldn't have made that pick, but I'm not the GM of the Rams in this mock draft. So
Neither am I. That's the best part.
I will respect your pick.
Big pick, Thomas. Big pick for you right here.
Yeah, the Steelers need one of everything pretty much. I could go wide receiver.
Not QB.
QB is n well, QB is theoretically not a need for the team right
You
now.
guys got your guy.
Yeah, Kyle Allen is going to be the next franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's pretty great.
Right, I'll stop. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for making me feel bad about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. No, they'll be okay. I have faith that one
They'll be
of
fine.
them will be fine.
Tomlin will make them
Yeah.
fine.
I hope it's Fields though, because Fields is pretty sick.
Steelers country. Let's ride.
Steelers
You're
country. Let's weld.
Well, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something. But yeah, so I could go wide receiver here. I'm not going to. I think that there's value in later rounds. The Steelers always take later round wide receivers in round two or three.
They
I
always
know
work out.
that corner is also a pretty big need for them, but I feel comfortable enough letting the guaranteed starters be Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson right now. It comes down to
JP.
offensive line, which has been a consistent problem for them. And so I know that they don't really have a starting center right now, and Jackson Powers Johnson makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, I think that tackle is just such a valuable position, and they need someone else to play opposite Broderick Jones, whichever side that ends up being that his home is on. So I'm going to take his college teammate, former college teammate, Amarius Mims.
Nice.
He's a guy who people, he has room to grow. He's only played like 9 games in his college career or something crazy like that. Very, very few games.
Oh.
But
Okay.
he has the physical profile to be a very dominant tackle in the NFL. Very athletic player for his size. He's 6'7".
Yeah, I saw he was a Georgia player. That's all I really needed to see.
Yeah,
We know how
Georgia.
their big men get down because they are freaks.
Pause, but yeah. Yeah, so I think that Amarius Mims makes a lot of sense for the Steelers here. Just they don't have to start him right away. They've got Dan Moore Jr., who obviously you don't want to start him at left tackle next year or right tackle, whichever side Broderick Jones switches to, but you can throw him out there. He's been okay enough to not make your quarterback die on every play. So I'm taking Amarius Mims. Long story short.
All right. Nice.
Dolphins are up, buddy.
Don't know anything about the Dolphins, man. Tua is their quarterback. Ooh.
And you want to take a quarterback to replace him? How does Sam Hartman sound?
Oof. At 21, that's probably really good value.
I think so.
Sam Hartman's ADP is currently 240.3, but let's take him at 21.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I'm probably gonna go offensive line. It says they need guard, it says they need tackle. I see Troy Fatanu from Washington still on the board. I'm just gonna snag him up really fast.
Yeah, and that's a guy who's projected to go at guard. He's a bit undersized to play tackle. But yeah, they lost their starting guard, Robert Hunt. They lost him to the Panthers, so they in theory still have Teron Armstead at left tackle, I think.
Robert Hunt, famously known for that one touchdown.
Yeah. That was such a great play. I think they still have Teron Armstead at left tackle. Let me double check. Yeah, they do still theoretically have Teron Armstead at left tackle if he can stay healthy. And then Austin Jackson is on the right side. So I think Troy Fautanu makes a lot of sense for them. Just he can play the guard, replace Robert Hunt. So yeah, that's a good thing for you. Good
Thank
job.
you. Thank you.
You want a good noodle star?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Eagles are up, pick 22. They need corner. The Eagles never take first round corners. I understand why, because just that there's not always, they feel comfortable in taking later guys or trading for guys. And they also need a replacement for Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
And I know that the Eagles love filling in that offensive line and that defensive line. I know this isn't what I would do, but I'm going to try and at least stick to shifting my philosophy around to try and at least somewhat match with the teams. So for the Eagles, I'm taking Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon. He's a guy who can just come right in and start at center. He's going to be reliable center. He's not going to be dominant like Kelce was or anything like that, but he's going to be solid player who.
Big shoes to fill, obviously.
I don't know if any. If many centers can come in and be as dominant as Kelce was, but he's going to be good for him. There's not much to say. He's just a solid center prospect. There's not amazing upside. There's not a whole lot of like. There's a high floor, decent ceiling. Like he's still a first round pick. It's not like he's just going to be like, oh, he's starting caliber. Like he has the ceiling of maybe a Pro Bowler, but like he's going to be a good player.
Nice, like the pick.
Thank you. Can I have a good doodle star?
I don't have any on me, man. If I did, I would give you one.
Thank you.
All right. Vikings at 23. After selecting Michael, their future star quarterback, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
I love
What do
it.
you
I don't really know where to go here. Not gonna lie. Probably gonna go corner. Just because that says that's one of their needs. And I can't really think of any Vikings corners off the top of my head anyways.
Their cornerback room is not particularly great. Like they need help.
Non-existent.
They need some help on defense.
Okay. So we're gonna go corner. And I've been hearing really good things about this guy in specific, Nate Wiggins, corner out of Clemson. I think he is going to be off the board there at 23 to Minnesota. I just think he's a dog. I mean, I think his college tape speaks for him. I don't know. I actually don't really know much about this guy other
No,
than that people.
he's a long guy. He's I think 6'2", if I
That's what I thought. That's what I thought
remember.
his size was.
He's got a
He's
lot of
long.
length on him.
Yeah.
He's a bit slimmer in build, so he might get thrown around in the run game, but in coverage he'll be a dog. Yeah. I like that pick. I think that if I was the Vikings with how the board is shaken out, that's where I'd go to. I like that pick for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Pause for 7 seconds and go. All right, so Cowboys are up, pick 24.
Cowgirls. Oh, wait, no,
What
Cowboys.
has
Sorry.
their team become? What has the Cowboys team become? I don't like how this board is shaking out for the Cowboys. I'm not gonna lie.
Prescott, woo. Cowboys, man. I don't like the Cowboys. I don't like Cowboys fans.
I'm going to go Tyler Guyton, tackle. I know I'm taking a lot of tackles in this draft, but there are just a lot
Are.
of ones.
Ugh.
I'm going to take Tyler Guyton. They lost Tyron Smith. They need to replenish that offensive line. He's not going to be he of all of the tackles that have been gone in this first round, he's probably the most that's going to probably just turn out to be meh. But at the same time, they need to refill that offensive line and he's going to be at least a starter for them, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm not particularly excited about that pick, but
And
all the
you
guys
love
that
picking
would love for
tackles, don't
them
you?
are gone.
You love picking tackles.
All right, you're up. Packers, 25.
I think I'm gonna go probably tackle here again.
All right.
Which is kind of funny because I was doing a mock draft last night, just like kind of seeing how things would maybe shake up, and it's just like there was like a six pick. I didn't even realize there was like six picks in a row where I just went tackle, 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 tackle.
That's funny.
It's such a deep tackle class. Like, why not go? An offensive line is obviously pivotal. It's huge. I
And I think
mean,
people say it's a deep tackle and wide receiver class. I think that the tackle class just has a lot more first round deep depth, and the
right,
receiver
not
class just has a
that's
lot
and
of
when I was
depth.
saying that, that's what I meant too, is like first round wise, like wide receiver, there's always depth at later rounds, which is why offensive line in the first round is so big too. And it's like there's so many guys to choose from that are actual first round talents. It's like take them now, you know, because there's good offensive linemen, and then there's usually in the draft, then there's like a ginormous gap in offensive line. So I'm gonna just take Graham Barton out of Duke. Once again, don't know anything about him.
I
Couldn't tell you.
mean, he's fine. He's a tackle. I think that he's on the same level as Tyler Guyton, in my opinion. I think he'll be fine. I don't think there's anything particularly special about him, but at the same time, he's still a first round caliber offensive lineman. It's just, especially as you get into that later first round, those first round caliber offensive linemen just aren't going to be the all pros that you expect of the first top end half. All right, and now I'm on the board, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like how this is shaken out for me if I'm the Bucs. I need defense. I'm taking Laiatu out of UCLA. I know that
Nice.
there are some injury concerns with him. He had a neck injury in 2021, I believe. But he came back and he's just been dominant. He was just dominant for UCLA. And the Buccaneers really need help on defense, and I think that it starts with that pass rush for them. So having Latu being able to just get into that backfield against the run or push in the pocket and get into the quarterback, he's got a very diverse pass rush playbook repertoire. I don't know what word to describe it, but he knows a lot of different ways to get past the
Yeah,
offensive line.
in
And
his in his pass rush bag, as we would
yeah,
say.
in his bag, he's got that bag on him. So
Yeah.
I think he's easy pick for me to make if I'm the Buccaneers.
He's got that bag on him. That's crazy. All right. Nice pick. I like the pick. It's a good pick.
You.
That's a higher end first round talent falling to 26. I would be happy if I was the Bucks too. Cardinals at 27.
They did. Remember, we took Marvin Harrison Jr. with pick four.
Yes. Yep. I also don't think I could name I know I could name one, I think, but I can't remember his name right now. A corner, for the Cardinals. They do have one decent one. It's Byron Murphy, right?
Byron Murphy, yep.
Byron Murphy. That's what I thought. But why not get another piece there? Because I don't know. Like I said, I can only think of Byron Murphy when I think of Cardinals corners. Now I'm letting my bias brain come in because I want a certain guy to go at 29 to my team. So I'm doing this because of that pick. But also, PFF has this player as a higher rated corner in the first place. I'm going to take Terrion Arnold from Alabama here.
I mean, I think it makes sense. Terrion Arnold's, he's not the, I mean, he's a good corner. I think that Alabama's corners were an interesting combination last year. But yeah, I think that it fits the need for the Cardinals. Terrion Arnold's going to be a pretty good player. I think he's more of a bit more of a zone corner than he is a man corner, but at the same time, I think that he'll translate just fine to the NFL. Again, I think that the corners in this draft are also a pretty deep class for the most part. I think you can get quite a few starters out of this group. So yeah, I mean, that makes sense for them. Now Bills, their roster has been purged after
Yeah.
the off season. They lost trade
The shell of what it once was.
right away. They lost pretty much everyone. Stephon Diggs is gone, and that's where I think I'm going to start, is replacing Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. And Gabe Davis is gone too.
And Gabe Davis is gone too. Yeah, he's went to the Jaguars. So we need to get wide receivers into the Bills locker room. So I'm going to go with Brian Thomas out of LSU.
Yep, good pick.
I don't necessarily know if he's going to be a wide receiver one long term. But again, he has good size. He's 6'4". You can just throw
LSU
it.
wide receiver too.
Yeah, and I think for Josh Allen, a guy who loves to throw the deep ball, having a guy with the height of Brian Thomas Jr. able to just get up there and go and catch it, I think that that's going to be really great for him. Dalton Kincaid really is that slot receiver for them anyway, so they really kind of just need to make sure that they have. I think they signed Mike Williams, if I'm remembering correctly, from the Chargers. I'll
I
double
thought the
check
Jets.
again. Oh no, Mike Williams did go to the Jets. I got them mixed up because they're both in New York.
I was reading stuff earlier and I saw that the Jets had signed Mike Williams. So I'm pretty sure that's.
I got them mixed up. My bad, my bad. So yeah, they really do need wide receiver. And
Yes, they do.
Brian Thomas is best on the board. So yeah, I'm going with him.
What's it? Khalif Shakir is probably not going to do
Yeah,
as a wide receiver.
he's pretty much just a slot receiver, and they have Kincaid filling that role, so it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Big 29.
Excited?
Detroit Lions. Shout out the boys. Shout out Penei Sewell.
And Amon-Ra both got a
And
contract extension.
I was gonna get there. I was gonna get there.
Too slow.
They both reset the market for their respected position. Penei's the highest paid right tackle in the league now, and Amon-Ra is the highest paid wide receiver in the league now. So
Are they
shout out.
going to go golf now?
They might. We'll see. We'll see. He deserves the money, in my opinion. We'll see. I don't know. That's what we're not here for. We're not here for that though. The Lions, man, they need help at the corner position. We know what happened. We know what happened with Cam Sutton.
What happened with Cam?
You
Sorry.
legal issues.
Don't.
As
Yeah.
far as I'm concerned.
I
As far
know.
as I'm concerned, he was a trash can anyways. They did make some signings in the offseason, which I was fine with. I don't think anything super big. I think we still draft corner here. And that's why I'm going to take Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. I don't know. He's been the talk of the town, I feel like, for a while as the guy that's going to be there for the Lions, corner, at least from the corner position. And he's from Alabama. We got Brian Branch last year from Alabama. I think Alabama's defensive players translate well into the NFL just because, that Saban knows how to develop his guys properly. They always have ridiculous defenses. And I just think I think it's a good pick. I could see them going edge too, just because they need some pass rush help, but I think that corner is a more concerning need at the moment.
Yeah, I think that we've reached a point in the NFL where if your cornerback room can go as deep as you possibly can make it go, you're going to be well off, because just with how offenses have shifted so heavily towards pass, you're throwing out four corners sometimes, and
Right.
then there's also always injuries to corners, all those kind of things. So it makes a lot of sense to go corner, even if the Lions still had Sutton on their team, which they
Yeah,
don't. I would
under
still
both contracts,
say
even
corner
if they
makes
had
a lot
Cam
of sense
Sutton,
for
we agreed.
them.
Yes. He's not a corner one. Cam Sutton is not a corner one.
No, he was
Whatever.
always more of a corner too.
Yeah, 100%. So.
But yeah, so now I'm up Baltimore Ravens. I'm reaching that point where I want a wide receiver, because as much as I love Zay Flowers and what he's able to do, he's a bit smaller. He's not as much of a possession guy. I think that that would be really helpful for Lamar to have that kind of player. I don't really Not anything against Troy Franklin. I just don't like him as much as I liked the guys that have already gone.
Right.
And so I'm going to go in a different direction. I think that this is where I go. I'm going to go Dallas Turner out of Alabama, back-to-back Alabama players.
Nice.
I think that just obviously they have edge rushers. They still have who was the guy out of Michigan? They have the edge rusher out of Michigan. I'm missing his name. They've got guys. I'm pretty sure they also re-signed Jadeveon Clowney too, if I'm not mistaken. But just You need more edge rushers. That's another position that you want to be able to have that rotation. And especially because they're going to have to pay guys, and edge rusher is a premium position that.
Don't they have Matabuke too, though?
You do have Matabuike. He's, I think, more of an interior rusher,
Maybe.
though.
I could be seeing, yeah.
But yeah, they have Matabuike. They've got. Oh, his name was just in my mind before you say Matabuike. David Ojabo is the guy out of Michigan. David Ojabo.
Oh, David Ojabo, yeah. Okay.
So I mean, they have pass rushers, but at the same time, a lot like corner, the more edge rushers you have, the better off you are.
100%.
Especially since it's one of those positions that gets paid a lot of money. Eventually, they're not going to be able to keep affording to keep these guys around. So I think that just makes the most sense for them right now. Especially because they did just pay Matabuike a lot of money as well. So,
31, 49ers. Last two picks here. Trying to think of the cornerback room for the Niners. I know they got Hufanga at safety. They got, what's his name? Ward, right? Is a corner. Okay, he's like their corner one, or no, they're
yeah,
on.
Ward is their corner one. Yep.
So I thought. So they need more corner depth. I don't think like the couple of remaining players that are like towards the top of the rankings here, like they don't need that position, I would say. So I'm gonna say San Francisco at 31 takes corner out of Michigan, Mike Sarenstil.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that properly, but unfortunately, I know that he's a dog, and I know that he can translate, and he will probably be a great corner in the NFL. I think it's great value getting him at the second half of the first round, just because like I don't know if his game will translate immediately, but I think put him in the right system, 49ers in this case, I think would be a good system for him just because they're usually great defensively, and I don't know, he's a lockdown corner. He was insane last year, especially in the second half of the season. Specifically, the playoffs when he needed to be a lockdown corner, he was a lockdown corner and he shut down everyone and anyone, and especially against maybe not so much as a high passing attack from Alabama, but Washington, who we saw dot up everyone. And he had obviously a lot of good surrounding pieces around him too, but he is a good corner. He's a lockdown corner. It hurts me to say it, but he is a good, I think he's a good pick at 31, especially for a team like San Fran who needs more corner depth.
They can play him right away too, especially, and they're for a team that's trying to win a championship that's a need that's filled. They can go ahead and try and just reload, because in reality for San Francisco, how many more tries are they really going to have at this?
Yeah,
Because their
right.
guys are getting older, they have to pay all these guys. They're very lucky that Purdy's on a rookie contract right now, so they can afford people, but eventually that's not going to be the case. So I like that pick for you. And Chiefs at 32, last pick of the first round. Rashee Rice is in a situation. They got Marquise Brown, who I think is a good deep threat. Undersized, probably not much more than literally just a deep threat. I'm going to go Keon Coleman,
Let's go. I love
old
that
Spartan
pick,
dog.
Thomas. I love that pick.
Used to be a Spartan dog, now and went to FSU in the transfer portal.
I love that pick.
But for me, you give Patrick Mahomes another weapon, a big-bodied weapon who can be a go get it receiver. Obviously, he didn't run the fastest 40 time. That's why he kind of slipped out of a lot
Right.
of first round mocks. But I just his talent level, his I've seen him make insane catches. He can
He's
make the best catches. He can make circus catches. Just,
a freak. He's a specimen. He's a freak.
I mean, he can jump out of the building. I mean, he was on the basketball team for a reason, right? He's a very athletic player. So I just think for the Chiefs, they've been trying to kind of find that replacement to Tyreek Hill. I'm not going to necessarily say that Coleman does that completely,
Gonna
but
say.
you throw him into the mix with Marquise Brown, you're gonna start to actually fill out that receiver room into something that's gonna make them even scarier than than they were last year when their top receiver was Rashee Rice, and then it was Kadarius Toney, pretty much.
Yeah, I love that pick. I think Keon Coleman is a freak. I think his combine and his pre-draft workouts like kind of killed him, just because the numbers didn't show exactly what you would like to see from a wide receiver. But like, I just think if you he has naturally he's gifted with his size and his frame. He's not the fastest guy in the world, but he does have speed. His route running ability is top tier, and I might be showing bias too, just because I do love Keon. But like, I've just watched him do it over and over again. And the only reason that his numbers fell off completely at the end, the second half of the season, was due to the Jordan Travis injury, in my opinion. And I don't think he was in the right offensive system, even at Florida State. So I think his numbers dwindled and were hurt because of that. But I think if you watch the tape, it's funny. It makes me think of the meme where it's like a sad guy looking at the cliff, and it's like
On the
advanced.
bus.
It's like advanced, yeah, on the bus. It's like advanced analytic nerds, and then it's like the guy looking at the sunset with a smile, and it's like that boy is nice in quotes. And like
Yeah.
that's exactly how I think of Keon Coleman, when it comes to like his gameplay and like how good he is.
I think that we had a pretty good mock draft here, Tyler. It obviously we didn't make it predictive, but at the same time, it's going to be completely wrong. We're probably going to be completely wrong by pick five at the very best. But yeah, thank you for joining me again today, and thank you all for watching.
Yes, thanks
If
for
you
listening. This
like,
one's going to
comment,
be a
subscribe.
little long,
This one is a little bit on the longer side, but we appreciate
but
those of you
if you
who
hung
stuck
around for
around
the
to
whole
the end.
time, we appreciate it. If you skip through, we appreciate it. If you gave us even just a 5-minute listen, we appreciate it.
Of course. And we will see you in the next video. Bye.
Peace.